are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the National Transportation Safety Board wants us to limit DUI limit to now 0.05% to qualify for drunk driving. So right now the limit in most states is 0.08%, so we'll talk about that. Also, the task force is recommending that all of us doctors and medical providers screen everybody for alcohol misuse. That's going to keep us. I won't be able to do any of my other job, honestly, if I have to screen everybody and talk to them about it. You know, I have very few patients, unfortunately, that don't drink. I wish more people didn't drink, but the truth of the matter is I practice in Las Vegas, right? Capital of the free alcohol if you play bingo, and free alcohol if you play slot machines and gamble. So very hard to tell people no when it comes to freebies. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about living near pollution and our kidney risk with that. Also, how marijuana right now could be an effective treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder. And we'll talk about Angelina Jolie's decision to have both her breasts removed prophylactically and have implants placed once she found out she carried the BRCA1 gene mutation for breast cancer. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your call, your questions, your comments, and anything else you want to discuss at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and also on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We have iPhone apps. We have Android apps. These are great because you can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. Now, why would anybody want to do that? I know. I think that's crazy. But listen, you know, we talk a lot about a variety of different subjects. And because my show is 3 hours, I don't like to repeat the same thing because some of you listen to podcasts. I know you're like, thank the Lord. And so I want to make sure you all are getting the same information, right, that everybody else gets. Just keep everybody up to speed. It's free. Keeps you entertained. Hopefully you like it. All right, so to start, the task force is recommending screening all adults for alcohol misuse. Apparently, 21% of Americans admit that they engage in risky drinking behaviors like overindulging, etc., which could lead to physical issues. It could lead to psychological dependence, alcohol dependence, DUIs, etc. And alcohol use is the third leading cause of preventable death. I should actually say alcohol abuse, the third leading cause of preventable death. So the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, the USPSTF, wants us to screen everybody. And if we screen everybody, then hopefully we could catch people that could be more alcohol dependent, hopefully prevent DUIs, hopefully prevent drug driving accidents, etc. But you see, what I find very interesting is they say here 21% of Americans admit that they engage in risky behavior. So whenever you see that, okay, these are just people who will admit it. Okay, imagine people that know it and they don't want to admit. But there's even a bigger percentage of you all that actually drink, and this is your regular regimen, and you don't realize it's a lot. You don't realize that it actually qualifies you for alcohol abuse. Okay, we talked about how one recommendation, one panel said, if you as a woman drink more than 2 glasses a day of any alcohol, all right, now let's say glasses of wine equals a shot of whiskey versus one beer. All right, and a man drinking more than 3 of those a day, that's considered alcohol abuse. That's considered heavy drinking. Now, when I was in medical school, we learned something similar to that, and we're like, oh, gosh, that's a lot. Can you imagine if a guy does 3 shots every night, you know, 7 days a week? Yeah, he's a heavy drinker. All right, but you know, we talked about this scenario. Okay, a woman, more than 2 glasses of wine. I don't like wine. It gives me headaches. But I could understand how, let's say, a woman comes home from work, starts to cook some dinner, sautés or cooks with some red wine. Well, while she's cooking with some red wine, she has a glass of some red wine, drinks a little bit as she cooks with it. Fine, she cooks with it. Now it's dinner time. So she serves dinner, a wonderful Italian meal, serves she and her husband a little bit of wine at dinner, and kids are eating, having their milk, orange juice, apple juice, whatever, everybody eats. She gets the kids ready for bed. Now it's relaxation time. Kids are in bed. They're bathed. She sits down with husband, decides to watch some television, late night TV, listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. Who knows? Goes, would you like a little bit of wine? Kick back and relax. Yeah. Has a little bit of wine, maybe a half a glass, kicks back and relaxes. Boom. That already qualifies her for being a moderate to heavy drinker and at risk for alcohol dependence. You see how easy it is? What about you gentlemen? All right, it's Sunday, so barbecuing time. So you're barbecuing, it's about 12, 1 o'clock, family's coming over. Hey, you want a beer? Yeah, I could use a cold one, so you have a beer. It's about 12, 1 o'clock. Okay, then a few hours later, you know, you guys get out of the pool, start cooking up the dogs, wife brings you a beer while you're at the grill. Okay, and you go through the beer. I mean, it's hot outside. Not that alcohol is a good thing to drink when it's hot outside because of dehydration. We've talked about that. Okay, then a few hours go by. The family's sitting there. Your mother's over at the barbecue. Starts bringing up things you don't want to listen to. Like, you know what? I'll have another beer. Have another beer. Then it's late night. Time to go to bed. You just finish the rest of your drink off. Okay, that's already 3+. You see how easy it is? And a lot of you drink alcohol and don't realize that you're drinking enough to count as overdoing it. Same thing with shots. Now, I bartended, so I know what a shot glass is. I know when you use your little shot thing to pour the alcohol, but you always kind of let the customer see you're pouring a little more, right? So I'd fill up the shot glass to put in there if I'm making them a drink, and I let them see that I poured even more than that, so they thought they were getting more than a shot, and I made their drink, etc. They probably got equal to almost 2 shots, all right, by the time I was done with some of their drinks. And that's what a lot of bartenders do. And it helps with the tips. And, hey, not a good thing to do, not allowed. And, I mean, so you may think, okay, well, I had 3 cocktails. Well, if your 3 cocktails were double shots, now that's 6. So, you know, we need to realize that, you know, the reason why the task force wants to be on top of this is because with DUIs and drunk driving accidents and depression and you know, dependence on things, we should probably educate people on how much is too much, just to remind them they could be drinking too much. When we come back, this new DUI limit, don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's DRDALIAH.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so the National Transportation Safety Board wants blood alcohol level quantities to be reduced per state to drunk driving at a level of 0.05% to reduce fatal crashes. They say a risk of crashing at 0.05% is half as much of crashing at 0.08%. Now, 0.08% is the limit in all states, as from what I understand. It used to be 0.1. They got it lowered to 0.08. It took a while. It was tough, but they did it. Now, according to the National Transportation Safety Board, Chairman Deborah Hertzman says this is critical because impaired driving means one of the biggest killers in the United States. To make a bold difference will require bold action, but it can be done. Now, the board makes only recommendations to states and federal government. It cannot make laws or regulations. So they make their recommendation. States do what they want with it. Now, the Governor's Highway Safety Association supports the current alcohol threshold while commending the board for a comprehensive strategy to address drunken driving. The group favors ignition locks for first-time offenders. Apparently, an advocacy group, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, welcomed this as well. They're pushing for better technology to prevent convicted drunk drivers from operating a vehicle after drinking and to make law enforcement more visible. They say, as a mother whose child was killed by a drunk driver, the most important thing to me is preventing as many families as possible from suffering similar tragedies. Now, the American Beverage Institute weighed in. They're a trade group that represents 8,000 restaurants. They blasted the report for focusing, according to USA Today, on moderate drinkers rather than more dangerous drunken drivers. Now, apparently, you know, some of you would probably be asking why. What does 0.05 equate to drink-wise? How much do you have to drink to be considered legally drunk? Well, it depends on your body type. You know, we used to say no more than two drinks, and the funny thing is people still remember that. People still say, I've only had two drinks, I'm good. Well, if you've only had two drinks, how do you know your blood alcohol level is where it should be? Now, from what we understand, according to USA Today, the average woman reaches that 0.05 percent threshold after just one drink. Now, if you have one drink, you possibly can't drive, which means if you're going to a wedding, if you're going to a bar mitzvah, if you're going to a communion, if you guys are celebrating anything and there's a little bit of the bubbly, some champagne, depending on your body size or depending on how your body metabolizes it, that could be enough, if this goes through, to put you at risk for DUI. Now, how many of you get woozy or tipsy after one drink? I do. You know, depending on the drink, luckily my husband drives, so if I do, let's say, go to a wedding or something and they're having a champagne toast, I take, because I don't drink much. So if I have some champagne, it hits you. Champagne is actually, a lot of people think, well, because it's a light, foo-foo-y type of alcohol, it's a girly drink, you can't get drunk. Oh no. Champagne metabolizes very quickly. And champagne easily gives you that rush. Okay? Sometimes more so than beer would or other foo-foo drinks. So, don't underestimate champagne. What degree of alcohol is usually involved in a drunk driving accident? Well, from what we understand, 70% of the fatalities caused by drunk driving are caused by drivers with at least 0.15%. And that would equate to 6 or 7 drinks. All right. But, you know, keep in mind, okay, as much as I want to stop drunk driving, as far as I'm concerned, I don't drive and drink. I don't drink. Usually I wouldn't have a drink on board if I drive. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, I can support this up the yin yang. That's fine. But I also need to be practical for my listeners and for my patients. Okay. If you get pulled over for a speeding ticket and you had one glass of champagne, and the cop, God bless them, they're heroes. But if they can smell a little bit of that, right, and they do the breathalyzer, and you are 0.05, all right, boom. I mean, your career could be over. That's some serious stuff. Now, of course, you know, I mean, when we're looking at drunk driving accidents versus someone's career, obviously that shouldn't even weigh in. But I'm talking about the practicality of having a 0.05% DUI threshold. All right. I mean, that could affect a lot of people. And then when you get something like that on your record, you can't sit there and then explain to the bar, to the medical board, to the dental board, to the CEO of the company, all I had was one glass of champagne. All I had was one. Nobody's going to believe you. All right. I mean, a DUI is a DUI. They say administratively, they said, according to the Institute's managing director, further restricting the moderate consumption of alcohol by responsible adults prior to driving does nothing to stop hardcore drunk drivers from getting behind the wheel. Administratively suspending a driver's license immediately when the driver is arrested or being drunk, suggesting states require steering locks on vehicles driven by convicted drunk drivers that would test the driver's breath before returning to the road. That I like. The group also recommended incentives to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to encourage states to adopt the locks, creating special courts to handle drunk driving cases, documenting the last place drunken drivers had a drink before their crashes. Now, that's tough because of the bars and the restaurants and them having some sort of liability if they served you a drink and then you went to drive. Now, I'm not sure how that works now. I don't own a restaurant or a bar. And maybe some of you guys could fill us in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But how much liability do certain states impose on you as a restaurant owner or a bar owner if you serve somebody who eventually later that night kills somebody or gets involved in a drunk driving accident. If they're going to be going through all these rules and stuff for alcohol, I hope they're also coming up with something similar with marijuana. Now, I know a lot of you out there smoke marijuana. You get so mad at me whenever I discuss marijuana issues. And we're going to be talking about marijuana and PTSD in a second here. But, marijuana causes impairment, too. What I'm concerned with marijuana and driving is how do you test? Do they have a way to test for acute levels versus levels in your bloodstream for a while? I mean, sometimes marijuana could be in your bloodstream for weeks. So you get into an accident, they do a test, you had a doobie a few weeks ago, it's in your system, now you're at fault for the accident when you weren't even at fault, and that could be used against you. And now it's a DUI. I mean, how are they going to handle it now that states are legalizing marijuana? I mean, they're going to have to come up with very similar sensitive testing like they do with alcohol now. You see? It's something that, where does this go? Now, states are even taking this one step further. I believe it's New Hampshire I know it was back east, where you would get a DUI if you took a medicine over the counter that actually caused you to be a little sleepy. So if you took a Benadryl, if you had taken a Claritin, if you had taken a, let's say, Dramamine, if you had taken a Tylenol can make you sleepy. Ibuprofen could make you sleepy. If you take anything over the counter, St. John's Wort, Midol, for period cramps, and you get tired, and you're in some sort of an accident, they could fine you and charge you for DUI. We need to be really, really careful with this here. Okay, I mean, if someone's a drunk driver, absolutely lock him up. Don't let him drive. I mean, it's scary to think that people could get themselves to the point where they do have impaired judgment. Then they have impaired judgment. They go, I could drive, I'm fine. Get behind a vehicle and kill somebody. I mean, some dangerous stuff. Absolutely, we need to figure out how to, increase the sensitivity of these gadgets and technology to prevent a car from even starting if there's alcohol in the car, smell of the breath, etc. Cool stuff that they could do. But then for the minute trace amounts, I mean, what do you do? And then if they are going to make it where you can't even have one drink and drive, not one drink at all, and you are not allowed to get behind the wheel, then what's next? Well, you're tired. Dr. Dahlia, you haven't slept. Your answering service called you a couple times last night because patients wanted Plan B emergency contraception and somebody wanted Lortab. You look like you haven't slept. Am I going to be allowed to drive? How many accidents are caused by people that haven't slept? Or people that are exhausted, or people that are stressed, or people that are daydreaming? What's more dangerous behind the wheel? Somebody who has sleep apnea and sleep deprivation, or somebody who had one strawberry daiquiri? That's for you to answer. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple, grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Mariah writes, why is Angelina Jolie a role model? All she did was cut off her breasts in fear of getting breast cancer. What am I missing here? Many of you already know about the story. We woke up this morning hearing that Angelina Jolie woke up removing both her breasts. I mean, she didn't wake up removing both her breasts. Over the last few months, she removed both her breasts because she had tested positive for the BRCA gene 1 mutation, which could put her at high risk for breast cancer, ovarian cancer. And she said cutting her risk of breast cancer from 87% now down to 5% was something that she wanted to do so she'd be around for her kids. Her mother was 56 years old when she had died of breast cancer herself. Thankfully, Jolie was really scared about this. You know, I've been seeing that too, role model. I mean, she's gutsy. I think Angelina Jolie is very gutsy. For her to put her acting career on hold to do this, for her to possibly put herself at risk, you know, for future acting jobs, I don't think she did a lot of nude scenes. There were a couple movies, I think, where she was topless. I don't know. One was supposed to be with Antonio Banderas, and I think they edited those scenes. I remember Melanie Griffith was mad. I don't really remember that whole drama with that. So Angelina Jolie could still act and still do the sexy movies that she does. I mean, Christina Applegate had a bilateral mastectomy because she had bilateral breast cancer. She looks phenomenal in dresses and blouses. is, who else? Kathy Bates, I think, had a bilateral mastectomy. Olivia Newton-John. I mean, a lot of women have had them. I mean, in terms of a role model, I think the reason why they're calling her a role model is because it empowers other women who think that, you know, bad things only happen to them and, you know, they won't be able to do anything because they don't have money. I don't know. I think it just empowers women seeing a star go through something like this and being open about her personal issues. You know, Dr. Dahlia isn't the only one that tells you about, you know, her personal health issues. I mean, you know, there's other people out there that, you know, are pretty open. And so I think, I mean, I've been called a role model. I don't know for what, but I have been. So I think that's where people are finding her heroic, to be able to, you know, because, I mean, think about it. Personally, I think it's going to help her career. This wasn't to help her career, but a lot of people think this is going to hurt her career. That's why she's a role model, because she's putting her career on the line by people now knowing that her breasts are gone and not going to be real. But you see, on the flip side, I think a lot of people are going to want to look and see what she looks like. I mean, when Christina Applegate got her implants and she said, I love my new breasts, and, you know, she had the bilateral mastectomy, I mean, she was Googled a lot over the internet. So I think there's going to be a lot of interest in Angelina Jolie's next movie to see what it looks like, how natural it looks, etc. So I think her career is still going to be fine. You know, she's a beautiful woman. I know we have so many issues. I know there's been much criticism of her past and breaking up the relationship of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. Although, you know, Brad should take a lot of the blame. Nobody does blame Brad because he's Brad Pitt, right? You know, he's as sexy as they come. So we'll all blame Angelina Jolie. And, you know, but I think that's why the role model comes into play, because you have somebody who is you know, being open about what she did. She didn't have to tell everybody, because remember, she doesn't do a lot of topless roles. So there's a chance that nobody would have even had to know. So she could have still done movies, still been considered a sexy bombshell, etc. And now, saying this, it could possibly turn some people off. And she's, you know, and like I said, it empowers women who are faced with that decision of, damn, you know, this is in the family. You know, I don't know if I should get this done or should I not. And you know, knowing Angelina Jolie made that decision, and she is considered one of the most beautiful women in the world, empowers people like us that are, you know, the second most beautiful people in the world, I guess, you know. You know, when it comes to making a decision like that, you know, I talk to you men also, because, you know, having BRCA1 gene mutations in the family isn't just a girl thing. It's a guy thing, too. Guys could be more at risk for pancreatic cancer, colon cancer, melanoma, prostate cancer. I mean, you could only do so much, right? I mean, you can only, you know, remove the prostate, remove the colon. I mean, you know, you can't do that. Okay. And so having the BRCA1 gene mutation that could put you more at risk for these cancers definitely puts you behind the eight ball. For women, having their breasts removed is, I think, an easier decision than many would think. Because one is, it doesn't involve you losing, you know, function like gallbladder, pancreas, etc. Nobody would ever remove their pancreas, I don't think, preventatively. All right. You know, but number two is, a lot of older women, especially after the babies. You know, now, remember, it's a part of you. So anybody having to lose their breasts, my heart goes out to them. It's part of your body. It's part of you. It's part of your image. But when some people go, how the hell can somebody do it? What are they thinking? Well, you have other women that say, I'm done with my breasts. I'm done. You know, I've breastfed. I'm not breastfeeding anymore. Now they're pendulous. They're droopy. They get stuck in my jeans when I try to button them up. They're in the way. They're extra weight. And so for some women, it's a much easier choice than you would think. I even contemplated it when I was going through my breast cancer scare and having a family member who had breast cancer. We were discussing that too. You know, am I done? am I done? Now, of course, I didn't make the decision to because I was able to get BRCA gene mutation testing. It was covered by insurance at the time, thank the Lord, and I was able to see that I was negative. Now, I still, though, see a breast doctor every 6 months, ultrasounds and mammograms, because he's watching me closely because I'm higher risk. Yes, I could go on tamoxifen later. I could, there's other things that you could do preventatively and prophylactically. But, for me, because I was BRCA mutation negative, I still have to, always screen. I still have to be screened. But I didn't have to make that decision to do a mastectomy. If I was positive, I would have been seriously considering it. Absolutely. Because, again, my breasts don't look like the way they did in their 20s. I cover them up. So I whether I have implants or not, all right, I'm still wearing blouses. I mean, nobody's breaking down my door to do a love scene with Viggo Mortensen or Brad Pitt anytime soon. So, it's plausible, and for her mom dying at such a young age and her having the BRCA1 gene mutation, it makes a lot of sense. And again, she has such a vibrant and secure career already that I don't think she has to worry about it damaging her career. All right, she's married to Brad Pitt. They have the Plan B production studios. They're fine. It's not a decision that's going to hurt her work. So, all the power to her. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they think they could come up with a medication that will help PTSD, and it would be a marijuana-like compound. Apparently, researchers from New York University Langone Medical Center have utilized brain imaging technology to highlight a connection between the number of cannabinoid receptors in the brain and PTSD. These CB1 receptors, the cannabinoid receptors, are activated when somebody uses cannabis or marijuana. Now, marijuana could lead to impaired memory and reduced anxiety. So if you could dull or fog up the memory, and you could decrease the anxiety, all right, actually both would help each other as well, then you could possibly have an effective treatment. Now, 8 million Americans each year suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. It could happen to our veterans. It could happen from someone who was raped. It could happen from somebody who was in a car accident. It could happen from somebody who was abused as a child. Most likely, these women who were found in that Cleveland, Ohio home held captive by Ariel Castro, again, probably have PTSD. So, the fact that marijuana may be used medically, I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. There's definitely uses for it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Way is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at the Dr. Dahlia Show and on Facebook at, Facebook is Dr. Dahlia Show, and I guess Twitter is Dr. Dahlia. Either way, I'm sure you could search it up, figure it out. Obviously, if you guys listen to my show, you guys are pretty smart, so I'm sure you're smart enough to find it. All right, we said goodbye to Dr. Joyce Brothers yesterday. Dr. Joyce Brothers, many of us remember as the sweet woman who would give such kind advice. I think she was on Happy Days. Right? She came on Happy Days. She's been on a lot of sitcoms. She was probably one of the four mothers, including Dear Abby, that would, you know, give advice and use, her PhD in psychology to help millions of people. And, she had died, unfortunately, yesterday at the age of 85 from respiratory failure. Now, Dr. Joyce Brothers had a phenomenal training, and she had a syndicated newspaper column. Her column was, I guess, in Good Housekeeping. She had, I can't even begin to bring up her accomplishments, but she was the face of American psychology. She was, she usually played herself. I mean, she was an inspiration to me. Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't do what I did if the public did not love Dr. Joyce Brothers. And after Dr. Joyce Brothers, you have Dr. Phil and Dr. Laura and Dr. Oz and Dr., you know, and so, you know, somebody having the guts to go out there, especially at that time, you know, when you know, there were still stereotypes, right, you know, on women having doctorates, and to be able to show that you could be feminine and you could garner the attention of both men and women in terms of giving advice was groundbreaking back then. And so we say goodbye, 85 years old, to Dr. Joyce Brothers. May she rest in peace. All right. You know, there are pictures out now, unfortunately, where you could see the cryptic backyard of Ariel Castro, where he held Michelle Knight, Gina De Jesus, and Amanda Berry. I posted those pictures on Facebook. On our Facebook post and Twitter, you see the chains and the barbed wire. There's a little pink Barbie bike he used for the daughter. I don't know how. I still don't know how he could have gone as long as he did, holding captive the three women in Cleveland, Ohio, as long as he did. I mean, especially having a six-year-old daughter. The six-year-old daughter, from what we understand, which was him, and the DNA proved it was his, and Amanda Berry's, the six-year-old daughter would go out with them on outings. You know, McDonald's keeps being brought up. It's amazing. McDonald's. I would love to see this McDonald's. Right, on Seymour Avenue. I'd like to see this McDonald's that's always in the news. That's where Charles Ramsey went to get his eats, right, when he was eating, when Amanda Berry was calling for him for help that he had to drop and go and help. Then I guess the other two brothers were arrested initially, and they were at that McDonald's apparently on Sunday, the Sunday before the release of the captives. Ariel Castro took the six-year-old daughter to McDonald's. I would really like to see this McDonald's. This McDonald's is famous. Still, every time we read in the news, there's something that has to do with McDonald's. I'm assuming it's the same McDonald's. But, you know, when you have a six-year-old daughter, okay, kids talk. And, I mean, I'm glad he was able to take her to the park. From what we understand, his mother homeschooled her. The reason why the family didn't think twice about anything is because, you know, he said the daughter was the daughter of his girlfriend. It wasn't his. It was his girlfriend's daughter, you know. And you would wonder, did the daughter ever blurt out, where's mommy? Why is mommy always downstairs or upstairs in the, you know, I think it was downstairs basement. Why is the other woman in chains? I mean, obviously the daughter had to see this. I mean, unless the daughter lived with the dad the whole time, I don't know. And you would think the daughter would say something. The daughter would blurt out something in public. I mean, it blows my mind that he could have done this for that long. But what also is very interesting is all these stories coming out where people thought something wasn't right. You'll hear all these interviews, right? Well, you know, yeah, he said this and that didn't make sense. Or, you know, his daughter who was older and adult at the time had seen this new little girl and said, gosh, she looks like, you know, one of their cousins. You know, and what blows my mind is over all these years, there were people whose eyebrow was raised or their spidey sense was triggered, but nobody acted on it. And, you know, what I like to teach my medical students, especially as a doctor, is if you have a spidey sense about something, don't brush it off. Capitalize on that. Focus on what your spidey sense is telling you. You know, like in medical school, we learn don't always go for the zebras, go for the horses. If somebody has a sore throat, it's probably a sore throat. Don't think of it being like a toothpick lodged in his throat, because you'll spend all this time and money looking for nothing when it's just a sore throat. But then again, we have a Swedish man who was in his 60s and died. because he swallowed a toothpick, ate a sandwich, I guess it was just reported today, ate a sandwich, toothpick got caught in the throat, went to the ER, they did nothing, sent him away saying it's just a sore throat, and then it ended up poking through his windpipe, causing an infection, him dying 10 days later. So I think Spidey sense is extremely important to focus in on. And, you know, my recommendation to people is if something just doesn't seem right, it may not be. Now, what do you do as a police officer? What do you do as a neighbor? What do you do as a family member? I mean, it's very easy for us to play Monday morning quarterback and go, oh, all right, well, no wonder he was he committed suicide. He said this to me. Now, and you know, I had a friend who had committed suicide. And then you go back and you try to see all the clues. There wasn't a lot of them. But, you know, then you take those clues going, okay, fine. If anybody else says this, if anybody says, you know, life stinks, I'm going to take that seriously next time. Well, not everybody who says life stinks is going to kill themselves. But, you know, when we grieve or when we go through, you know, seeing the trauma of something that happened to somebody, you know, the first thing we like to do is go, okay, well, this is how we're going to prevent this from happening again. And as you start hearing these stories of cops that had pulled him over, you know, run-ins with the law he had had over the last 10 years, leaving a student on the bus, etc., you start looking at all these warning signs going, I can't believe they didn't notice. I can't believe it. He beat his wife. Well, how many men beat their wives? It happens, unfortunately, a lot. It doesn't mean they have women hiding in the house. But then does law enforcement need to then take it upon themselves to search people more frequently? Do we even want that? Apparently a neighbor had told one of the media outlets that he had actually called the police because he heard somebody scream in Castro's house years ago. So they called the police. The police came. The house was dark. There was no sound anywhere, and the police left. You know, so when I heard this, you know, I'm like, oh, man, well, if they heard this, they should have gone into the house and searched. But, okay, how many neighbors make calls to police officers? It happens all the time, right? All I need is my neighbor saying, oh, I heard something. Now, it could be me singing, okay? I mean, I don't sing that well. So it could be me singing. Next thing I know, I'm singing in the shower naked, and there's police in my bathroom because a neighbor said they heard screeching, or it sounded like two walruses dying. And I'm like, that's just me singing. So, I mean, we don't want our, you know, first responders, heroes that they are, to be storming into our house every time a neighbor says they hear something. Okay? We don't want that. We want our privacy. But, you know, my recommendation to you is if anything just doesn't seem right, go and get that checked. When in doubt, check it out. Now, living near a major road may cause reduced kidney function, including heart attack and stroke. A lot of people that have heart attack and stroke also have kidney disease. And there's a study published in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health that shows that people who lived in an area of high metropolis did have kidney issues. We'll probably spend more time tomorrow on checking the kidneys and how to be proactive with that. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow, 9 to noon tomorrow. God bless.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.